I'm Walt Lindelow with another look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Katie Wilkins. She's the volunteer coordinator with UP Home Health and Hospice. We talked about the agency's current need for volunteers and how you can become one. Here's more with Katie Wilkins from UP Home Health and Hospice.
We do need volunteers for the hospice program at UP Home Health and Hospice. A volunteer for that program can be anything from assisting somebody to help them go get groceries to sitting at their house and playing cribbage with them or driving them around the island just to get them out for a little bit.
Yeah, with the services that you provide with UP Home Health and Hospice, what are some of the things that you folks do?
Well, the hospice program is focused on giving comfort treatment versus curative treatment. So when someone makes a decision to receive hospice care, they've made that decision that they no longer want to receive chemo if they have been diagnosed with cancer, or they stop taking a lot of their other medications and they just start living quality of life, not necessarily quantity.
It sounds to me like in the last several years in particular, the availability of hospice care has gotten a very good response. That people are saying, let's give this a try. Their loved ones may decide to do it, and you folks are there to help out.
I think for the most part, the reason that being is there was a misconception on what hospice was before. Now people understand that it's not giving up on life. It's seeking quality of life versus just kind of saying, oh, they're going on hospice. It's time. They've made that decision. They're giving up. That's not what it is at all. And I think that the Dancing with the Stars fundraiser for our hospice foundation has brought a lot of awareness in that and popularity. And we've seen an influx of patients and because of it.
Well, because of that, that's why you're asking for volunteers here this morning, that folks that may be interested can step up. What is the process? What would someone do? I mean, is there some training involved? I mean, how walk us through it.
There is certainly some training. It's about an 8-hour training course, and it can be broken up into several segments or one long course. The reason being, it's a challenge to deal with grief in people's life, and we want to make sure that someone is prepared to deal with families and patients when they go out into the field. You know, we can't just throw people out there and expect their emotions not to get in the way a little bit. So yeah. There's certainly a little bit of training involved that makes everybody a little more prepared to be out there.
Katie Wilkins, volunteer coordinator with UP Home Health and Hospice, joins us, and we're talking about becoming a hospice volunteer. And Katie, let's talk a little bit about that in terms of the service area. You cover the county. There's a lot of places to go, a lot of people to see, and you've also had a good response right now for people looking into hospice care. You're looking for people to become volunteers. We talked a little bit about the training. If somebody wants to get involved with becoming a volunteer, what's the best way to do that?
You can contact me at the Ishpeming office at 485-4545, or my email address is kdw@uphomehealth.org.
Any particular, I mean, you know, I'm assuming you've got to be of legal age and good driver and things like that, but what are some of the things you're looking for in a person? Who would be a good candidate?
Really everybody, because we have patients from all walks of life. You know, not every patient wants somebody to come into their home and sit there and hold their hand. We've got old retired miners that probably just want somebody to come in and play cards and tell them jokes or something.
Sure. So you are looking for all types, all folks that maybe of all age groups
all
as well.
All types, all ages.
You know, this service of hospice, as you mentioned a moment ago, there seems to be an increased awareness about it, that people seem to be a little bit more attuned to choosing this option. What can folks do if maybe they're listening, they are getting to the point where they want to do this, or they have a loved one they've had this conversation about? How can they find out more about what you do at UP Home Health and Hospice?
By our website, you can always call the office and ask questions. We have a nurse on staff 24/7 to answer questions if it's an emergency and you're already enrolled in our services. Really, anybody at the agency is more than happy to talk about it. We've got a great team there, and everybody's working together.
Also, the whole Dancing with the Stars, Marquette County style, that's going on right now. You hear a little bit more about what's going on with hospice. But, you know, you do this and you work with folks. Why do you feel it is a good choice? Why do you feel this is such a great option for folks to consider?
You know, I realize volunteering isn't for everybody, but once you get involved, it can be a very rewarding experience for you and the person you're assisting when you're volunteering. It's emotionally rewarding. It can be physically rewarding if you're helping somebody, you know, do a project at their home or, you don't have to have a lot of means to be a volunteer. We reimburse for mileage because we have patients all over the county. Sometimes you're visiting a nursing home or an assisted living facility. Other times you're visiting somebody in their home, and we realize that the span of the county can get pretty large. Mm-hmm. And we just appreciate that we have folks that are willing to go into people's homes.
Again, if people want to get involved, they want to find out more about becoming a volunteer or hospice care in general with the UP Home Health and Hospice, how do they find you?
By telephone at 485-4545 or email kdw@uphomehealth.org. We also have a website. Sometimes you can find some answers to your questions there, but anyone at the office is happy to answer them.
That's the comments of Katie Wilkins, the volunteer coordinator with UP Home Health and Hospice. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.